Hey everyone, welcome to episode 2 of the Small Holdings Big Dreams podcast. You're here with Mr. and Mrs. SHBD and our lovely rabbit Camo is cutting around. We're actually indoors because Storm Freya's inbound, so yeah, we're sat at our table in the living room, and yeah, we thought we'd talk about all things lime today. The reason we wanted to talk about lime was, you know, it's a massive part of our house and massive part of, you know, what we needed to do and what we needed to fix. You know, we talked about the damp in the last episode with the paint, and a lot of it's down to the fact we had loads of concrete mortar. We didn't have a lime slab underneath the flagstones, and so the house was just like a giant ball of moisture, and we had to get it fixed. So, babe, when did we start planning all the lime work?
I believe it was the start of the summer, last summer, when we had that extreme heat wave. After we'd sandblasted and we exposed all of the beautiful coloured stones, on looking at them, they definitely needed some sort of pointing just to make the whole look a lot nicer, really, wasn't it? Mm. And we researched because, you know, we didn't know that you can't just go slapping concrete into old stone houses. You do have to use breathable materials such as lime mortar. And so we started to do some research as to whether we should try attempt this ourselves or try and get a company in. And we decided to go with a company in the end. Mm-hmm. So this was because, for a number of reasons, we didn't feel that we had at the time the skills to go messing with lime, having read upon, you know, the dangers of using lime. You've got to have all the safety gear, you know, the eyeglasses, the masks, the you know, you want to get it on your hands, your skin, you have to be so careful with it. And so we didn't have the patience really to go around every stone with lime water. So we thought we'll get the professionals in.
Yeah.
And so we called a local company.
Yeah, called Grandish Designs. That's like Grand Designs, but with an ISH on the end. And a really good bloke by the name of Neil Plume runs it. And Neil is a bit of a character.
Local.
Yeah, local. So about 30 miles away in Carmarthen.
Yes.
Is it Carmarthen?
Yes.
Anyway, Neil and his missus popped down for an initial visit and could see the potential straight away. You could see the passion in his eyes, and he showed us some of the work he did. We can't say who his client is, but he was dealing with a rock star, like a guitarist, one of the biggest British bands of all time.
And if it's good enough for rock stars, it's good enough for us.
Yeah, so we got Neil involved and got cracking. Unfortunately, I think for us and for Neil, you know, the heat caused big issues. So starting in, I think, June, July, it wasn't completed, I don't think, until September time.
No.
Just because of the heat wave. You know, and that freed up a lot of our time to go and do gabions and the garden, which we can talk about another episode. But, Neil and the boys cracked on. It took a lot of work. We had a ginormous lime mixer out the front door for the best part of a few months, wasn't it?
Yeah. The house was covered then once they'd finished to allow lime to dry, probably in Hessian. So there was scaffolding. You couldn't see the house. It was camouflage and Hessian. They did loads of stuff in sort of restitching parts of the walls, the chimney. We had a random hole under the stairs, which they bricked up as well, which was brilliant. And really, really, really pleased with what they did. They were perfectionists. They just worked hard. And it looks really, really good. And so I am pleased that we've got some professionals in on this occasion. But we've got a stone barn, and we'll want to point and do some work on that in the future. And we've had a conversation. We've said we might have a little practice on some of the internal stones within the barn that we may end up plastering over anyway. We'll see if we really bodge it. But we've decided we probably will have a little go at some of that lime effort ourselves,
absolutely.
To see how we get on.
I think one of the things we didn't mention actually was we had Neil do and the boys do the indoor as well. So if you look on the Instagram, you'll see some of the flagstones we had down, and half of the flagstones in the room are the originals. Neil is a perfectionist, and it's critical to, you know, it's interesting to see why he is that, because, you know, he's marked by the level of his work. But anyway, color matched a whole load of new old flagstones, and our living room is absolutely impeccable. And it's down to Neil and his eye for detail. So thank you for that, Neil. But yeah, guys, if you're keen to get line work done, Google Grandish Designs. They're based in Carmarthen, kind of West Wales area, but they're good boys and do a good price as well, and thorough in their approach.
Yeah, I think you can either, you get two options, get the professionals in, or have an attempt yourself, but remember safety first. And it's all in the right mixture, the right ratios. You'd have to get that right. But good luck to you if you do.
Yeah. Anyway, look, that's episode 2. Add a cup of tea. And hopefully next time we maybe talk about the garden, maybe the gabion work we've done, or even the dreaded lambing shed. But hey, Mrs. and Mrs. SHBD out, and we will see you later.
Peace.